Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Monday morning, April 26th, right here, ChairShot Radio on the ChairShot Radio Network, brought to you by TheChairShot.com. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment, always use your head. Ladies and gentlemen, I am PC Tunney. Like I said, good Monday morning. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you got a good night's sleep and you're rip-roaring ready to go. Get your week started right here, ChairShot Radio. Before we get into it, head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees. .com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a ChairShot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. You can follow me at PC Tunney. Got a few things for you as we get your week started. Grab your coffee, get your eggs and bacon, get all your papers together, get ready to go head into work, or get ready to pop your computer open at home and stay home and work, or whatever you got to do. I'm going to get you started. Boy, oh boy, folks, we were wondering if even one title would change hands this weekend, and we got two big title changes. I'll get into both of those things. And Trevor Bauer, what great words of wisdom he had for all of Major League Baseball and baseball in general, something I've been saying for a while. We'll hear those comments and more ahead today on ChairShot Radio.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
Kenny Omega is now a three-title holder. AEW World Champion, Impact Wrestling World Champion, and AAA Mega title holder, I believe that's called. So he's got three pretty prominent belts there, starting almost a collection, if you will. What does this mean? I mean, a lot of people were wondering if either of these titles were even going to change hands. So kudos to Impact and AEW. I would say more to Impact than allowing Omega to win their belt. I'm sure they have something moving forward. I was hoping Rich Swann would come away with it. I thought that would be a little more interesting. But I think the fear that we all had that there would be no title change whatsoever, we don't have to worry about that. So we're going to get some better storyline moving forward. Hopefully they can figure out a way to put a nice bow on this. You know, you're not going to have that belt forever and things of that nature. So from all things I've heard, I haven't had a chance to watch the pay-per-view yet. All things I heard, it was pretty solid. Go ahead, and if you want to know the results of everything that happened on that card, head on over to thechairshot.com. I believe AJ Balazs has your Impact Rebellion coverage right there, thechairshot.com. So we'll see. Does he go after some more belts? What's going to happen? It should be an interesting week on AEW television, on Dynamite, on Impact Wrestling television, Thursday. I believe they're on Access now. So it should just be a really interesting way to figure out how they're going to get the belt back into the company. That's what I'm looking for there. Nothing major else on my radar as far as wrestling goes. I know as far as the match goes, I heard it was decent. A number of V-triggers led to a one-wing angel for the 1-2-3. There was multiple people on the outside, a couple referees from what I heard, but that's all I really know. But just wanted to relay that news to all of y'all there. Kenny Omega, now a three-title holder. So there's the one title change I talked about.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
UFC 261 took place this weekend. Three titles on the line. And to be honest with you, three title holders that were pretty heavy favorites. First, beforehand, before I get into the three title fights, Chris Weidman versus Uriah Hall was a very gruesome finish to this match. Early on, checking a leg kick from Hall, Weidman would break his leg, and that would be the end of that match. Very gruesome, very unfortunate. I hope he recovers and is able to come back and you know, be the fighter that he was going into this match. But yeah, very unfortunate happenstance there. So, you know, he's going to be on the recovery side of things for a while. Uriah Hall gets the victory in that gruesome fashion. The three title fights that happened, though, Valentina Shevchenko just took it to Jessica Andrade. Not much question there. She's been dominating her division, and that really kind of foreshadows the main event of this card. But before we get to that, there is a brand new champion in the UFC, and her name is Rose Thug Namajunas. And I got to tell you, Ray Cash called this. I'm pretty darn sure he called this last week, and it might have been on Three Man Weave. So great pick by Ray. Platt and I got it wrong, but that brutal battle that Weili Zhang had the fight beforehand, who knows if that took a toll, but it was just a great left leg kick right to the head, knocked her the fuck out. But great card, UFC 261, highlighted by Kamaru Usman just taking it to Masvidal. Usman is so right, and he proved it. He is on another level. And talk about dominating your division. Talk about coming back around to lap the division. He's calling these guys out. Don't just wait for a fight with me. Make something happen, too, on your own, because, man, I don't see anybody in that division that could beat him. He's getting older, but he's getting better. It's crazy. Kamaru Usman definitely in your talk for one of the pound-for-pound best in the world. I mean, him, you got to talk about, obviously, Amanda Nunes. Who else do you really throw in there? I mean, Adesanya loses to Jan Blachowicz, right? It's hard to say. Ngannou, can you put him up there yet? I'm sure there's other champions and others, but for me, it's Nunes and Usman now. That's what I'm looking at. So another great card, UFC 261. It was really cool to see fans. I did not watch the main card, but I did watch some of the prelims. And to have fans there and feel that electricity inside the building was just excellent. So shout out to Dana White and UFC 261 putting on another great show. Kamaru Usman defending his title. Valentina Shevchenko defending her title. And one of the new women's UFC champions, the Thug, Rose Namajunas, with a big win over Weili Zhang. There you have it, folks. Two big title changes when we weren't sure if we were even going to get one this weekend. Kenny Omega wins, defeats Rich Swann, three belts Kenny, and Rose Namajunas, congratulations, once again, a champion in the UFC. I'll be right back. We got one last topic, folks. I actually agree with Trevor Bauer. Stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to Chair Shot Radio, folks. PC Tunney with you here, Monday, April 26th. Hope you're getting a great start going to your week, to your day. I know you know how to find this show, Chair Shot Radio. You can find it every morning on the Chair Shot Radio Network on your favorite streaming application, device, whatever you're looking for there. You know, we got it on iHeart. We got it on iTunes. We got it on Spotify. Yada, yada, yada. You can find us. Favorite streaming platform, ChairShot Radio Network, or head on over to thechairshot.com. Opinions, reviews, analysis, great podcasts, everything. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment, thechairshot.com. You know it. Always use your head. You can follow me at PC Tunney, by the way, if you want to. No big deal. No big deal. Last topic this morning, Monday morning, April 26th. Boy, boy, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I love sports, and the one I've been playing the longest and most consistently throughout my life is baseball, whether it's hardball or softball. But it's such a game of, it has its own unwritten rules, which are really, you know, kind of outdated, if you will. There's a lot of superstition within the game. It's not a bad thing necessarily, but it's just some things that have come with the game over the years. Like, for example, if you're coming off of the field after playing defense, you try not to step, or going out onto the field, you don't step on the foul line. You jump over it or you step over it. I know I always did, especially when I was pitching. So the other thing is, you don't throw at guys' heads. If you're going to throw at them, you hit them in the butt or whatever. You try not to take them out. Like, you don't gloat after you hit a home run. You don't bat flip. You don't pump your fist if you're the pitcher after you strike someone out. And I've always thought that it's kind of dumb. Like, let's have fun. Especially as I got older playing softball. Like, I'd be bat flipping all over the place. I'd be bat flipping a single. Like, woohoo! Let's have some fun, you know? I mean, it's a game. And you'll see what Trevor Bauer has to say here, because it's a bunch of grown men getting paid to play a game. Now, granted, you can take it too far, but there's no reason you can't be happy about hitting a home run or striking a guy out or making a nice play in the field or winning a game. Let's hear what Trevor Bauer has to say.
One more thing from me. Tatis, he did the McGregor strut. He bat flipped. He closed one eye as he ran the first. Does that bother you, or is that just part of the personality that the game kind of seems to be missing a little bit?
No, I want to say something about that, because I think it's important. You know, he did it in the first. I didn't see it because I was paying attention to doing my job. And then he did it again when he homered off me again later in the game. Their dugout was doing it. And I like it. I think that pitchers who have that done to them and react by throwing at people, or, you know, getting upset and hitting people or whatever, I think it's pretty soft. If you give up a homer, a guy should celebrate it, you know. It's hard to hit in the big leagues. So I'm all for it, and I think it's important that, you know, the game moves in that direction and we stop throwing at people because they celebrated having some success on the field. Another one of those moments today, I got Hosmer on a curveball in the dirt and hit him with a sword celebration. And the next at bat, he hit a curveball at my face and gave me the sword celebration at first. And we kind of laughed about it, and we've got a little history together. We played against each other for many years, and that's what it is to be a competitor, you know? Like, I'm going to go at you, and I'm going to get you sometimes, and then you're going to get me sometimes. So we can have fun, and we can celebrate it while we're still competing at the highest level. And I just thought that was an important note tonight.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I don't even know if there's anything I'll have to say on the subject. I mean, kudos to Trevor Bauer. That's exactly how I feel. If you're so mad about it, then don't get struck out by the pitcher. If you're so mad about it, then don't let the batter hit the home run off of you. Right? Do your job better. Don't be mad because the other guy had success and is happy about it. Now, granted, things can go too far. Now, this weekend was not that. You can see clearly. The guy had just, this, I believe this was Saturday night. This had all just happened to him, and he was very calm about it. And it was very collected with his thoughts. And he was like, you know what? This is part of the game. I'm okay with this. This is competition. This is good. This is better than people throwing at each other, getting an injury in harm's way. Something Major League Baseball doesn't need. This is good. I hope things continue to move in that direction. All right, folks, that's it for me today. PC Tunney, hope you enjoyed it. Let's recap here. Kenny Omega, now a 3-title holder, defeating Rich Swann at Impact Rebellion. Hopefully Chris Weidman gets better very soon. Congratulations to Valentina Shevchenko, Kamaru Usman, and brand new, once again, UFC women's champion, the Thug Rose Namajunas. Huge leg kick. Wow. And don't forget Trevor Bauer's thoughts. Let's make baseball fun. As you start your day, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Grab yourself a chair shot t-shirt. You know you want to. My name is PC Tunney. Have a great week. And always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.